Dreamscape presents Murder at High Tide by Lee Strauss and Norm Strauss. Narrated by Stephanie Namet Parker. One. Hugging was a very un-English thing to do. Rosa Reed, rather British through and through, had yet to acclimatize to the exuberance of the American branch of her family, and had endured more hugs in the few days she'd been in Santa Bonita, California, than she'd had for most of her life growing up in Great Britain. The war years excepted. Now that she and her cousin Gloria had arrived at her Aunt Louise's charity event on the beach, Rosa braced herself for even more. Drinks and cigarettes in hand, a crowd of people milled about, standing or sitting at round tables covered in white linen. Catering staff, all dressed in white, were busy fussing with the food. "I feel overdressed," Rosa remarked to her younger cousin, Gloria Forrester. Red ribbons adorned Rosa's white dress that was sprinkled with black polka dots. Short, chestnut-colored waves were crowned with a white straw sun hat trimmed with matching red ribbon. "You're a Forrester," Gloria said. With dark hair curled tightly around her ears and dark lipstick on a bright white smile, Gloria spun to show off the fancy baby blue crinoline skirt of her swing dress. "You're supposed to overdress." Rosa grinned. Gloria Forrester was 7 years Rosa's junior and often seemed younger than her 21 years. "And that dress," Gloria continued, motioning a white-gloved hand toward Rosa, "is fabulous." "Another perk of having a mother who owns a prestigious Regent Street dress shop," Rosa said. "I love feathers and flair. Shopping there was the highlight of my trip." Gloria's eyes, briefly wide with wonder, now darkened in shock. Her gloved hand flew to her mouth. "I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking." "It's fine, Gloria," Rosa said, forcing her voice to sound light. "Ancient history." If one considered a month ancient. Perhaps in California, but not in England. A month was like a breath, and Rosa still felt the sting and humiliation of what had, in front of many witnesses, including the members of the Forrester family, been a failed attempt down the aisle. Gloria removed her sandals, hooked the straps over one hand, and motioned for Rosa to do the same. Rosa grinned at the sight of the two of them, dressed for a party yet barefoot on the beach. She was glad Gloria had reminded her not to wear stockings. Gloria linked her arm with Rosa's and pulled her down the beach. Those bad memories...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?